Dear audience, welcome to the Conscious Wellness Show. I'm Raymond Morris, your host. On today's show, we're honored to have two very important guests. First, we have Scott Werner, and at 5:35, we have Michael Priev. Towards the end of the interview with Scott, you are invited to call in and ask questions. I'll give out the number at the time of the questions, and or you can go see bbsradio.com homepage to find out the phone numbers you can call in to ask questions. So Scott R. Werner, our first guest, MD, practiced medicine starting out as an OB/GYN, but became a medical intuitive after curing his own cancer with herbs and healing energy. He voluntarily gave up his medical practice to focus on the real cause of dis-ease. He now lives in St. George, Utah with his wife and children. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Scott R. Werner, MD.
Good day, Scott. Hi, everybody. Hey. I appreciate being here and being on the show, and I appreciate whoever's listening. I hope we give you some good information. Like you said, I kind of voluntarily coerced into giving up my medical practice because a lot of good medical doctors who practice alternative medicine have been pushed out of business, and I was one of them. But for my freedom, I gave up, voluntarily relinquished my license because they couldn't find anybody to testify against me that I'd done anything wrong. Kind of an interesting story. But since then, I've been doing many things for 20 years. I've been literally taking care of people through medical intuition. I'm a medical intuitive. And what that means is I can talk to them and read in their body and let them know what's causing the problems and then give them solutions. I no longer diagnose because I don't practice medicine anymore, thank goodness. But alternative medicine has been a really interesting thing for me. But about in 2014, I was helping people detox, especially people in Southeast Iowa that were getting exposed to high levels of 2,4-D dioxin, glyphosate, you know, all these chemicals, because Monsanto has all of their land there in South Eastern Iowa, where they do experiments on genetically modified plants and animals and foods. I mean, it's just a crazy place. And in 2014, they talked the agronomists to teach the farmers to put 20 to 30 times the amount of glyphosate on the crops to desiccate them faster. And I had been there detoxing people because they were getting sick with the chemicals they were already using. And when they literally 10 to 20 times the amount of Roundup being put on the crops to desiccate them, the water systems and the air got filled with glyphosate, and everybody started getting really sick. And I was lecturing there, and they asked me, what do we do? Do we have to move out of Fairfield or what? And I told them, I don't know, but it feels like we're going to need to evolve as humans so these things don't affect us. And I told them I didn't know the answer, but we'd continue detoxing them and helping them. And so anyway, usually with my intuition, I get answers to questions really fast, but I didn't get the answer and didn't get the answer. And 6 months later, I got invited to give a talk up in Mount Shasta, Illinois, Mount Shasta, California. And so I headed up there in hopes that I'd meet some ascended being to give me the answer to my question. And while I was there, oh, we had some cool experiences. We saw fairies, we saw elves, we saw, you know, one of the people saw a Bigfoot that was there. And, you know, it was just fascinating, but I just didn't get the answer to my questions. I even thought about going down in the mountain and asking the telos. but that didn't work out. So on our way home after I gave my speech, we were in Reno, Nevada, and I just got on my knees and I started praying for the answer to what to do with these poor people as they were getting so toxic and they were getting neurologic diseases, all kinds of really bad stuff. And I fell asleep praying and I woke up. I was at the side of my bed and I decided to crawl in bed. And it was 2:22 in the morning, and this violet light started forming over by the door without the door being open. It was locked. And this opening came through, and it was kind of a white area. And this man walked through, and he grabbed my big toe, my right foot, and he shook it. And he said, "Don't worry, I'm Saint Germain. I've come to you with an answer to your question." And I was like, holy cow, this is cool. And so I interacted with him for 2 hours, and he started telling me about how humans originally came from a planet called Marduk, which, as you know, if you look it up on the internet, you'll find Marduk was a planet in between Mars and Jupiter, and it was blown up and ended up becoming the asteroid belt. And so he said that the people of Marduk had actually traveled to Mars and to Earth, and the first humans that came to Earth lived 1,000 years because they had 24-stranded DNA. And I was, you know, a geneticist, not only an OBGYN, but I did counseling for people with genetically defective babies. And you know, canceled them before they either aborted the baby or decided to keep the baby. And so I knew all the genetic disorders and all the problems with genes. And when he told me 24 strands of DNA, I was like, oh, wow, that's 12 times the amount of DNA we currently have. We currently get one strand from our mother, one strand from our father that come together and make one double helix. And there's 23 chromosomes on each, so we get a complement of 46 chromosomes. So when Saint Germain started talking about this, I had questions. And he said, you know, the reason Noah and Adam and Methuselah lived 1,000 years is because they had perfected human DNA, and that it's time for us to manifest within ourselves 24-strand DNA, and he gave me the way I was supposed to teach people, and that became known as the divine invocation of the 24-strand DNA. And what it is you say this with emotion and faith once a day for 144 days, and lo and behold, you start creating DNA. Every 12 times you do it, you create 2 strands of DNA. So Saint Germain told me 12 by 12 times, which is 144 times. And at the end of that, you have a complement of 24 strands of DNA.
I believe.
Now, have people been tested? Yes. We are having humans test with more DNA. We're having plants that are creating more DNA because the earth is getting ready for what we call the ascension.
Yes,
and a lot of people have no idea what the ascension is. And luckily, Saint Germain described to me what the ascension is when Jesus, before he was crucified, he climbed up with Peter, James, and John up a little mountain outside of Jerusalem called Mount Hermon. And on top of that mountain, angels appeared around Jesus, and they called it the transfiguration of Jesus. And what happened was he upgraded his DNA. Now, he started out, the Essenes all had 24 strands of DNA, and that's why Mother Mary was his mother, because she had perfected DNA, and it had not been adulterated by the sins and all the stuff that messed our DNA up. And So Jesus was actually born with 24 strands of DNA in a very pure auric field, and that's why he was able to do the miracles. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, St. Germain said he doubled the 48 strands of DNA to make him capable of the resurrection. Now, after he resurrected, he would appear to people, but he said to them, "Don't touch me yet, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." Now, what he meant when he said that was he was not in the fifth dimension yet. He was only a fourth dimensional being with the 48 strands. And as St. Germain described the DNA, he says DNA is in everything. You know, even an asteroid coming down and hitting our planet, break it open, it's got DNA in it. They've actually proven this. And everything in the universe has DNA. That, and the God molecule makes the DNA. And the DNA makes little pyramids. And the pyramids can become compressed on each other and become Merkabas and collect energy from the scalar energy. In fact, our DNA actually does this and creates our energy systems. And we breathe in, you know, the oxygen, but we also can breathe in prana to feed the energy of our body. Now, I know I'm going through a lot of stuff fast. So if you have a question, let me know. Because this stuff is way out there, but if you look on the internet, you can find all this information, believe it or not. So St. Germain had me write a book about what he taught me. Doesn't have everything because he wanted it to be a short, sweet book so people would understand that they need to transform their bodies and get more perfected DNA in their body. Now, what does it do for you? It makes you smarter. It makes you more capacity. Your brain power increases. Your body's immune system improves. People I've taught to do this, and they've done it, they actually heal faster, and they get rid of parasites, fungus, virus, bacterial infections. I had one guy who had MRSA, meth-resistant staph infection, and he was dying. And he did not want to die, and he found out about me, and he started doing the 24-strand DNA, and within 6 weeks, there was no MRSA left, which was pretty amazing. But he was doing the 24-strand DNA manifestation about 20 times a day, and his wife called me up, and she says, "He's got way too much energy. What do I do?" And I said, "Well, what's happening?" She says, "He's doing this manifestation so much, and he's got so much energy, I can't keep up with him." So, quite interesting stuff. But now, going moving beyond the 24-strand DNA, it does prepare our bodies to get ready for the ascension and do the same thing that Jesus did. Because, you know, 2,000 years ago, when he went through the ascension himself, the people he had taught and who had followed his teachings, they ascended with him. There was thousands of followers of Jesus that ascended on the day of Pentecost, they called it, but it was actually the day of the ascension. And then he promised 2,000 years later he'd come back and many more people would be taught about the ascension and ascend with the planet Earth. Now, you know, how many of you listen to David Wilcock? You know, I know I've enjoyed David Wilcock. I found out about him probably 30 years ago, and I heard he was the reincarnation of a great American psychic and made all of the different formulas. He'd go into a trance and come back out of the trance and tell people how they were healed through reading the Akashic Records. Edgar Cayce was his name, and I studied Edgar Cayce, and I actually learned, and that's why I became a medical intuitive, is I learned to go into and look at the Akashic Record and see how people were healed, just like Edgar Cayce. And then when I found out that David Wilcock was the reincarnation, I decided to follow him and watch what he was doing. And, you know, Saint Germain taught me all about the secret space programs that we have. And David Wilcock, on this, you know, the disclosure on Gaia, talks about these things with many people who are coming forward from these. And I practiced in Cedar City, Utah, which is about 70 miles east of Area 51. And I would have people coming in who were retiring from Area 51. They'd been there for 30, 40 years, and they were retiring, and they moved to Cedar City. And they would come and make an appointment with me, and the first thing they'd say is, "Doc, I researched you, and you're a very smart doctor, and you do alternative stuff, and I want you to be my doctor," is what they say. Then they say, "But I've got to preface this. I got to get this off my chest. I've been sworn to secrecy, and there's a lot of stuff that I've seen I've got to get out because it's just bugging me." And they'd tell me all these things that were going on out at Area 51 and the re-engineering of spacecraft and doing genetic work on humans and aliens and all kinds of stuff. It was quite fascinating. And Saint Germain just reiterated all that and actually introduced me to some people like Corey Good, James Gilliland, Stephen Greer. I mean, it was quite fascinating, all these people that I met and got their stories. But I'm not here to illuminate all that. I'm here to help you get ready for the ascension. So I'm going to share something that I'm going to be doing pretty soon, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I've got a...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I believe that the invocation there that you mentioned before to activate all your strands of DNA is something that you give away on the website?
Yes. So yeah, it's on the website, scottwerner.org, and it's Werner like Werner von Braun. It's the German spelling. And scottwerner.org, and you just go to free download. You can download the 24-strand DNA manifestation and start doing it. That's all it takes. And it actually makes shifts in your consciousness and in your body and revitalizes all your cells. It's pretty cool. Now, a year ago, I was invited to speak at another conference up at Mount Shasta. I actually spoke at two last year. And when I went, I was getting ready to go and what I was teaching, and Saint Germain appeared to me again, and he told me, "Scott, you're no longer going to be teaching this. You're going to start becoming a mentor. And so you're going to give a talk about mentoring and have people sign up to be mentored for the ascension." In other words, he wanted me to teach people how to become clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, clairsentient, and be able to see, hear, smell, feel the ascended masters and the angels. And it's quite fascinating because when I got done with my talk up at Mount Shasta, had about 20 people signed up, which was my max. I kind of maxed out because I really hadn't been a mentor before, but I'd been attending mentoring classes with my wife. But anyway, out of those 20 people, half of them are now in communication with sixth dimensional, higher density beings, they call them. And they're beings who have been human, but they've evolved and gone into the higher dimensions, just like Jesus did. And so because the earth is going to go through the ascension, the people who are ready for the ascension will go through the ascension with planet Earth. Now, when I watched David Wilcock's ascension speaking, he did a movement and had people watch, and he taught them about the ascension. He was talking about all Alpha Centauri, which is one of the closest stars to our solar system. And that in 2012, the Class M planet in Alpha Centauri actually went through the ascension. And what the ascension is the body or the planet becomes light and plasma. Now, as you know, the only orb in our solar system that is light and plasma is our sun. And so in Alpha Centauri, a new sun appeared in 2012, but it didn't become visible to our telescopes until 2017 because it's 5 light years away. And so now they've got a new star around Alpha Centauri, and they had to rename all of the stars out there as of the ascension process. Now, Earth was not ready, and the humans especially weren't ready for the ascension. And that's why we had our ascension put off for a while. And in fact, it's not going to happen for about another 14 years. Now, you know, in the Bible, it talks about nobody knows when it's going to happen. But let me tell you, they've given us a general consensus, and David Wilcock totally agrees with me when it's going to happen. What my job is now is to mentor people and get them taught the truth, because we've all been lied to. You know, everything has been deceptive, and we have been dummied down. That's why we ended up with only 2 strands of DNA. Is we got dummied down by not only alien extraterrestrials, but our own thoughts, our own creative energy. We created bad things, and that degraded our DNA. Because God is love, and when you don't have the love of God within you, you don't have the higher DNA. So I'm just going to go through this presentation real quick. This is teaching you what I'm going to teach about in a week from now on Tuesday. I'm going to start mentoring. And mentors teach moral principles to help humanity vibrate higher. They help people reach their goals and dreams and help people face their challenges. And we help you not make the same mistakes, because let me tell you, I've been through a lot, and quite fascinating. Go ahead.
Is this an online course, or how does it work?
Yes, it's on Zoom, and you call our office and sign up, and we will transmit it over Zoom. And this is a map of consciousness, and we teach you how to get out of the lower vibrations of shame, blame, and guilt, which viruses vibrate at. Fear and grief vibrate with parasites. Anger and desire vibrate with fungus, and we've all got some of these critters in us, and so we have to clean those out and move up higher on David Hawkins' map of consciousness. Our ultimate is to get into enlightenment, and once you get into enlightenment, you're ready for the ascension. Now, here's another map of spirituality by a totally different organization. David Hawkins was a MD, PhD psychiatrist, and he learned, I even met him, which is fascinating. But this Master Mindo also has this, and he divided it up into dimensions. Now, he's got the third dimension down here and, you know, down below 200. And actually, our third dimension goes all the way down to shame, blame, and guilt. So this is a little different way to look at it. I found once you get above 400, you are actually generating more light than darkness. The fourth dimension, you either have to come back and be reborn again, or if you've lived a good enough life, you can move up into higher densities and dimensions. So this is the picture of his map of consciousness from his book, Power Versus Force, of David Hawkins, and it has the vibrations. And what we're looking to do is get in up into the love consciousness and enlightenment. Now, the fall mentoring, in the first session, we're going to talk about breathing, meditation, and contemplation. We as humans have to quiet our mind because our mind thinks in a linear fashion, and we can't tap into the higher vibrations without breathing and contemplating and meditating. And so we're going to talk about that. The next week, we're going to talk about connecting to the angels and the ascended masters. The next week, we're going to talk about what is the ascension. So I'll go in deeper about that. October 15th, we'll talk about faith and belief and the powers that they have. And then the next week, we'll talk about service to self and others, because as you gain enlightenment, you become more subservient to all of humanity and desire to help humanity move forward and evolve. The next week, we're going to talk about who is here to assist us to progress and get ready for the ascension. And then the next week, we're going to talk about how do we wake up all the sleeping humans. Literally, there's only 350,000 of us humans ready for the ascension. That's not very many when you have almost 8 billion of us living on the planet. So we have to wake up a lot of humanity. And that's going to happen, believe it or not. The next week, November 12th, we'll talk about how do we overcome the chaos and have peace. Because, you know, right now, as you've noticed, there's been a lot of people trying to create even more chaos and tell people to do violence and tell them to do bad stuff. And we've got to overcome that and bring peace to our planet. Because until we have peace, it's hard to teach people. And then the next week, we'll talk about the ascension bodily changes. A lot of people think they're sick and think they're having trouble, but actually their bodies are trying to move forward, but their minds haven't moved forward yet. We got to get the mind and the heart and the body all as one. And then next, we're going to get ourselves into the Christ consciousness. I'm going to teach how to do that. And then we're going to teach how do we prosper and thrive. Right now, you know, as I've studied social issues and problems, you know, we currently, most of the world is only on the lower echelon of barely having food, water, and shelter. And they can't move up into the higher Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And we've got to help everybody get free energy devices, replicators, which is going to happen. We have them. I've seen the devices. You know, a lot of people go, oh, that's just Star Trek stuff. No, that is real. And we have re-engineered those devices. And they are available, but the government has kept them from us because they run a whole different thing. And so we're going to be able to prosper and thrive on the planet, and things are going to shift. The RV is going to happen where we're going to create a different monetary system than the one that we currently have, which is the Babylonian money system, where all the people who have the money make the rules and have the gold, you know. And then after that, we're going to talk about a message from the Creator. And I've been promised this is going to be a cool message. And I haven't got it yet, but I will get it at that time. Do you have any questions?
Sure. If anybody wants to call in and ask some questions, the phone number is 1-888-627-6008. That's both USA and Canada, free phone number. Or there's a direct number, which is 323-744-4831. So if anybody wants to call in, there should be an operator to pick up the phone there. If we don't get any calls, you might as well just keep on describing.
I paid $397 for the course with David Wilcock, and I Saint Germain told me to charge $297 for the course, But if you're listening tonight, you mentioned that you heard us on BBS Radio. We'll give it to you for $200. Now, it says down here ends August 30th. No, we're going to end it on September 20th. So if you give us a call at the office, 435-986-0025, you can get it for $200. Now, the other thing is that...
Is your phone number on the website, too?
Yes, and here's my phone number, 435-986-0025. Don't call it now because nobody's there. We're closed, and but you can go to the – there is a place you can put on the PayPal payment on the Internet. And if you want, we can refund $97 after you've paid the fee, and we'll refund that to you. So, okay, does anybody calling in? Or
doesn't seem like we're getting any calls at this point.
Well, I hope somebody's watching. The website again is scottwerner.org. Or you can email me at our email of the office, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, dot health, H-E-A-L-T-H, longevity, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Inc., I-N-C, so healthlongevityinc@gmail.com. So scott.healthlongevityinc@gmail.com, and you can email us if you have questions or comments. We'll even give people... a scholarship if they have no money, because St. Germain wants this information out to everybody. Oh, the other thing I needed to mention is you can invite people to your house and all of you watch it together. So get your friends, neighbors, whoever, and you can even charge them if you want. St. Germain wants us all to be prosperous, so if you want to charge people, that's fine. I had somebody charging, he was having 20 people show up every time at each one, so he was making more money than I was. But that, you know, that's fine. It's all about prosperity, abundance, getting ourselves ready for the ascension and making the planet get ready. Because the planet, you know, our planet Earth, it's warming up, because when that solar flare hits, it's going to ignite the planet and make it into a small sun. Now, a lot of people have the question, what about my kids? Well, the secret space program, by the end, the Space Force, as President Trump calls it, is going to have the capacity to take all the humans who don't want to ascend and take them to a new Earth that's going to be brought in, and it's going to be brought into an opposite trajectory on the same orbital pattern as our planet Earth, but it's going to be on the opposite side of the sun, moving in the same direction. And the spacecraft, you know, as you know, it only takes 365 days to go clear around the sun, and with a new planet only halfway away from us as far as orbiting, it'll come forward, and as we leave here, it'll only take 90 days approximately to get there, even on a slow spacecraft. Oh, it's you know, so our kids will have somewhere to go, and we can, you know, if you're a fifth dimensional being, you can appear to your children in the flesh, you know, just like Saint Germain appeared to me.
Excellent. What?
Well, quite interesting stuff.
We've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for sharing that wonderful, insightful information. And we look forward to having you on at some point in the future. Many blessings.
Very welcome. Thank you so much.
And thank you to you and Saint Germain for all that help.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All the best.